On the telephone line, we welcome back to the program one of the funniest people in the business, comedian, filmmaker. You know him from his work all throughout New England, recently appeared and was a smash hit on Conan O'Brien, and he'll be performing this weekend at the Anna Temple Shrine here in Bangor. Ray Harrington joins us. Hello there, Ray.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Man, I must say, you kicked ass and took names on Conan.
Oh, thank you very much. I really do appreciate that.
That was just a great set. That had to be such a thrill for you.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. It was something that was a long time in the making, as far as the wait for something like that. But it was truly an honor to be able to have my first late night appearance on my absolute favorite late night show. So that was an honor for me.
And it was such a great set, and you've talked about it on social media. What made it, I thought, so unique for television, because you see this in a live show, but not always on TV, the great interaction you had with the audience.
Yeah, that's such a rarity in late night sets. I mean, you only have 5 minutes, and it's always very tight and very controlled. The entire Conan team is so on board with stand-up comedy, and they're so supportive. The fact that they let me do something like that was really fantastic, and it's nice to show kind of playing with the crowd in a way, like you said, that happens every night in a comedy club. To be able to showcase that a little bit was really fun, if not terrifying to deal with in such a controlled setting.
Your most recent album, speaking of awesome success, is Overwhelmed, went all the way to number one on the Billboard comedy charts. That's pretty amazing, too.
Yes. Hey, this. You know what? This phone call is fantastic. this is really inflating my ego. It did very well. I was really happy with it. And this was, a much more, I think, definitely a step towards a more personal hour of material, and I was so happy, and I couldn't believe that we managed to get the artist for the album cover, Paya Guerra, who's a comic book artist, and she did the art for my favorite comic book, Why the Last Man. And so Dan Schlissel over at Stand Up Records surprised me with that, and I was blown away. So very happy with it.
Now, this is just coincidence. I didn't plan it this way, but I teach high school, and I have a sociology class, and I showed Be a Man, your wonderful movie, to my class last year, and the reaction was phenomenal. And so I'm doing it again this year, and we watched the first half of it. We'll finish it up tomorrow, but that has proven to be a big winner with my sociology class, because it gets 17 and 8-year-olds thinking an awful lot about the concept of what it means to be a man.
Yeah, and that's wonderful to hear. I love that that's being shown. It was definitely a passion project, something that really came from the heart, and I was lucky enough to have it turn out funny and work for people. But that's really great. I love hearing that. The messages and things I've gotten from people, all over the country, all over the world. I've had people reach out from like Australia that have said it really connected with them, and they've either had something, sad happen in their history, or they had a similar experience. And that's always great to hear. I really do appreciate that.
Now, what's amazing to me is that you and Derek are still friends after all you went through on that.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and I have to give him credit where it's due, to have that moment in the movie where he's kind of instigating some stuff between myself and 5-time world champion boxer Vinny Pazienza. he did, I think as a director, he did the right thing. I was directing the film, and I was like, oh, I'm happy he did this. But as the subject, the person going through it, I was like, oh boy, I really wish you did not do that. And, but he's had to deal with so much, backlash whenever we did a screening, during the screening process of Be a Man. He had to deal with a lot of people coming up and saying the same thing. So I think he's had his punishment. He's served his time. And he's a free man at this point.
We're talking Ray Harrington here on Downtown. Will there be another film in your future?
More than likely. We have we have a lot of different things happening now, a lot of stuff that's happening behind the scenes, and I'm excited to eventually be able to talk about all of it. And yes, I think you'll see more for sure.
That's fantastic. And now that you're an old hand at it, how is fatherhood for you?
Oh, you know what? We returned him.
So can you do that? Because yeah, I got a 6-year-old. I've threatened to send him back.
Oh no! Yeah, see, at 6, you're just past that warranty period. So yeah, once the toddler phase is done, it's like, oh no, they're people. You got to keep them. But no, it's really, really rewarding. It's I think all the cliches are true. It's the best, hardest thing you can do, and I'm having a blast going through all of it. The good stuff, the bad stuff. It's exciting to just be a part of it and watch this human being grow out of every day, and it's just it's really great. It is. And, I mean, you're catching me on a good day, so that's good.
Well, and you learned this in the making of the film as well. And like you, I grew up without a dad in the picture, and I thought for sure, well, I'm going to be all those things I wished I had when I was a kid. But there's no roadmap for this. No one can tell you what it's going to be like. And I feel like I'm always making it up as I go along.
I think you have to, because every piece of advice that comes with parenting, I mean, other than, hot water burn baby, is going to be so specific to each kid, because kids are people and every person is different. And the kind of advice that you get should always come with the caveat of for my kid.
Absolutely. Hey, we were talking about you a couple of weeks ago with our friend Joe Riccio. He said you guys are trying to get together so you can do an episode of his podcast.
Yeah, Joe is great. He's an old friend, and I love Joe. I'm a fan of basically anything he's doing. And yeah, we've been trying to connect for an episode of his podcast. But it's rare when I get to come up to Maine, anytime I can, have an excuse to put a show on the books and come back up, I'm always happy to do so. I'm just shy of going to flea markets and doing sets there. I will be there.
Well, this weekend, Saturday, you'll be at the Anna Shrine Temple in Bangor for a clown comedy night. You don't have to put on a red nose or big shoes or anything, do you?
No, just like the Sting song, you don't have to put on the red nose. And that was a terrible joke. But I don't know if anybody's going to be dressed as a clown. That's only happened to me once in my career of comedy where people have been dressed as clowns. It was, and oddly enough, it was like a police fundraiser. So it was very strange to see police officers dressed as clowns with a badge on. And all I could think was just like, man, I hope there's no sudden need for all of the police department to show up.
You can get tickets.
Hostage negotiation situation with a clown with a megaphone. Just screaming into a bank to just be cool. But yeah, no, the Anna Shrine, I've done some stuff for the Shriners, and they're always really, really wonderful. And I believe this is my first show with the Anna Shrine in Bangor, but they've been really fun, and I think this is going to be a special night for sure.
You can get tickets, 942-2254 for tickets and information coming up this Saturday night at the Shrine in Bangor. Ray, it's great to talk with you. We really appreciate you making time for us, and we love seeing the great success that you're having in your career. Very well deserved.
I really appreciate that, and it's always a pleasure to have a chat, and I look forward to seeing you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ray. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
That's Ray Harrington here on Downtown.